evening.
Good evening.
We'll start in a couple minutes. We're just waiting for somebody else to come on.
Oh, okay. So I'm the first. Come
You're
on, other
first.
Than you. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't count in the count.
And you don't count in the count.
Right. I don't like to do these classes with less than two. Because a lot of people don't ask questions. So, but when you have more than one, they'll say something that the other one will pick up on and ask a question about. So.
Yeah. Well, I ask questions sometimes though. If I mean,
I know
it can be so advanced for me without the computer that.
Right.
You know, I just. You know, I'm not sure. So. I gave you a good laughter today.
Yes.
Yeah. Judith said she doesn't see you that often, so. But I gave it to her. And she's kind of serious. Huh?
Said she get over it? Her seriousness?
Yeah, you know, she got over it. I told her, I said, I said, you think I should tell him the dream? She said, well, I don't know, one way or the other, Anna. But, well, I've thought about it. I'm going to tell him what my dream was. So, I did. I feel much better.
Good.
I may would have went through a third night having
Ruby.
Dreams.
Hello, Ruby.
Hello.
Hi, Ruby.
Hello, how are you?
We're all
doing
well.
Doing good.
Okay, that's
so
good.
We're going to start with Parsha Noah from the Sulam Commentary. We're in section 31, and we're starting with verse 246, and we'll start by saying L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudcha b'yichu ishkinte b'yichilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah La Soktora Mitzvah. Vahino Amadunailo Hino Elena Maseya Deno Kananel and Maseya Deno Kananelo. Amar Rabbi Teskia Zamin Kucha Barithu. Lea Avara Ruach Mesa Ava. Min Alma Kima Dictin. Et ruach hatuma avir min haaretz uktiv beila amavet lanetzach uma ata Hashem Elokim dima me'al kol panim v'chertat amo yasir May all call Haaretz Ki Hashem Divar Diver. Rabbi Hizkiah said that the Holy One, blessed be He, shall remove the spirit of uncleanness or uncleanliness from the world. As it is written, and I will cause the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And also he will swallow up death forever. And Hashem Elohim will wipe away tears from off all of the faces. And the insults of his people shall be taken away from of all the earth. For Hashem spoke. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Did did we ever discuss when Hashem that he'd swallow up death forever, what that actually means?
Well, we haven't discussed it in this section. We've discussed it off and on over different sections.
Oh, okay.
Is your question, what does Bila Mavit La Netzach mean? What does it mean, swallowing death forever?
Yeah, what does it mean by swallowing death?
Death does not become destroyed. When Mashiach comes, the Satan is a necessary force.
Okay.
Even when we no longer have the inclination to do negative actions, Satan is still to bring men and women together in intimacy. Because without Satan, without the evil inclination, so to speak, and it will no longer be called the evil inclination, but without the left column of the tree of life, there is no way for men and women to come into unity. It takes a lot of time to consider that because it's such a foreign concept to the sex is such a powerful force. And yet, it's that powerful force because of the strength of the left column. So the phrase is Bila Hamadla Netza, swallowing death forever.
Okay.
What it's saying is that the left column will support all the good deeds that the right column is manifesting. What people are trying to do, all those good deeds of helping others, sharing with others, etc. But it's going to take the strength and the power of the left column to actually manifest those ideas.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Are there any other questions about verse 246? Verse 247. Bizamin kucha berichu leyan hara Vesi hara leya apaka La mecha shoka Begin hahu chivya Visha kima diktiv Sehaya or halvana Keor hachama Veor hachama Yihye shivatayim Kayor shivatayamim My or hahu or b'teganiz Le'yakud shabarifu Be'ovada divreshit. And the Holy One, blessed be He, shall restore the moon to its full brightness and remove it from the darkness into which the evil serpent caused it to fall. As it is written, and the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of the 7 days. He asks, what is the light of the 7 days? And he answers, it is the light that the Holy One, blessed be He, hid away in the 7 days of creation. Questions, comments, thoughts.
When the light of the moon becomes equivalent to the light of the sun, does that mean that there will be a constant flow of Shafa into the world?
Yes. Because they will constantly be in unity. Zeron, Pin, and Malchut will constantly be unified. And so there should be never a flow of light, there should never be a stoppage in the flow of light.
That answer, okay. And this will be a steady state.
Well, a steady state would imply that there's no growth. Nothing
or
changes.
Maybe, okay.
So I'm not ready to say that that's true.
Okay.
Because Zeron Pin is not Hakma. They're both right column, or they're both central column. And Zeron Pin and Hakma are not the end soul. And ultimately, we all return to the end soul. So we have to remember that while we're in a 7,000-year period, there are other 7,000-year periods that separate us between now and the end soap when we return to the end soap. So you can't say that it's steady state in the sense that there's no growth. People will grow to a higher level of spirituality. But within relative to the frame of reference of the 7,000 years we are in now, it will be a steady state. Because there will always be an interaction, a unity, between Zeron Pin and Malchut, just as there is always, relative to our state today, there is always the unity of Bina with Chachma. The difference, one of the major differences that when you think about it, is Chachma and Bina coexist in our physical brain. They coexist in our minds. But more specifically, they coexist in the physical brain. We have an unconscious, which is, relatively speaking, Chachma. And we have a consciousness, which, relatively speaking, is Bina. But both exist in the same mind. Whereas when it comes to sexuality and creativity, we have two brains. They're in two different bodies. So there has to be a growth from the two bodies to the one organ, to the one heart. And what will that take? Will it happen in human beings? Or will it happen to the souls in a different world, in a world of that isn't this physical earth? We're not sure. We don't know what those other 7,000-year periods represent. We just know what the prophets have told us about them and what the sages have explained about them. And in both cases, there's a potential for misunderstanding because the prophets do not see the whole picture just like we do not see the whole picture.
That's good.
So have I confused you, Ruby?
Well, yeah, you've definitely given me something to think about.
That's the approach. If you have something to think about, you're going to be growing. You're going to try and solve that. Try to come to some resolution of what appears to be a conflict. That's where growth comes from. Are there any other questions about either verse that we studied tonight or any earlier verse? Because we have a few minutes and we are. This is the end of section 31, and tomorrow we'll start section 32. I wish you all much peace. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol to you.
Thank you.
Are we all women?
Shalom.
Are you all women?
Yes.
Shalom. The question is, are you all women? The answer is, tonight, yes. But on other nights, no.
Oh, okay.
But when it comes to studying spirituality, the majority of people studying spirituality in any form tend to be women.
Oh, okay. And they're like we're basically all over the nation.
Yes, we're all over the world. I have students in India. I have students in Israel. I have students in Europe. But because of the time changes, they don't call in. They listen to the recordings.
Oh,
and then
okay.
they send me questions. So I get a lot of other questions, which that's what the questions and answer sessions are all about.
On Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. All right, Kunal. Thank you. Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom. Good night to all. There is a class at 7 p.m. West Coast time where we will continue our preparations for the Passover Seder. Shalom to all.
Shalom.